he said for that reason, make it straight away to avoid any shine. For that reason, yeah, to avoid any shine, make it a diamond. Ain't sheer ash, your man, there's no amount. You have to put a tip of one drop
ashes. Let's look at start your day to ruin Manchester.
If one drop of meringue, or what's the blocker? If you sauce it after the ham, it would cause you great, called illness. Maybe every drop of meringue is a, that can dampen the motion. Maybe one drop is a cheap make as the that drop also had to fat the motion, it wasn't blocked. The bladder was working, yeah? As you said last time, you have all drops as the make the motion, all the functions are working.
Oh, yeah.
We need to wait for them to put them out, it's not.
You come in and move the
can I stop? Hey. Do I have to wait for him? Alright.
He's coming in a minute.
Can I start? What? So on. Just say that. Okay. Good morning. I heard a Meister of Shaka Karis said a Meister over that on Simchas Torah, the shul, and the minhag in the shul was that people bought Chasson Torah and they were mechaber the Rav with Chasson Torah. So there's a shul there, and a man comes in. He's obviously very wealthy, because he's an Amoritz. And he sees people are bidding. He's not quite sure what they're bidding for, but he understands it's something Choshev, so he bids 4,000, 5,000. He buys Chasson Torah for $10,000. And then they say to him, you should be mechavid the Rav with it. But he says, I just bought it for $10,000. I'm not going to be mechavid the Rav. So he gets his aliyah. He doesn't know what's going on. They ask him, what's his name? He says, Beryl Ben Sora. Doesn't know that you call it by the father. Agav, he mentioned that there was a shul where they gave an aliyah to somebody, also a gavir, and he calls, asks him, what's his name? And he says, Sara ben Moshe. And so the gavir starts getting nervous, what's going on here? And then they say, get the Misha Berech, says, Sara ben Moshe, and your wife's name, Sara ben Moshe. He says, what's going on here? He says, I'm having a lot of trouble financially at the moment, and my lawyer said that everything should be my wife's name. So this man he takes his Chasson Torah, doesn't give it to the Rav, and then it comes to the Kiddush, and the Chasson Torah's got to speak. He can't say, he doesn't know what to say, he doesn't got the words, so he's mechaber there, he's mechaber the Rav. He says the Rav should speak. So the Rav gets on and speaks and says, I've got a kasha. He says, how can it be? We know that there's a din in Gemara in Kiddushin says you can't marry a woman without seeing her beforehand. So here we have a Chasson Torah, he's married the Kala, but he's never seen the Kala before. How can it be? So he says, I have a Torah from Parshas Lech Lecha. It says by Avraham Avinu, it says, he went down to Mitzrayim, now I see your Ishtar Yifasmari. Now I see. How come? He never saw before. So Chazal says because of its sneers, but it's also to marry a woman without seeing her. So the Rav answered, no, it depends who the person is. Why is it Otha? It's not for you. You should marry her because it's not nice for you. It's because you'll wake up the next morning and you won't like her. She'll feel bad that you don't like her. The Avraham Avinu was on the Madriga. He wasn't going to look at her again, so there was no problem anymore. So now we understand the Chasson. He's never going to look at this Torah again, so it's okay. He could be the Chasson Torah. So Baruch Hashem, we are happy to revisit these wonderful parts of the Torah again and again. And I'd like to start, before I get to the main point, with a thing which is from this part, with Avraham Avinu and Sarah in Mitzrayim, where the pasuk says, Vayinag Hashem es Paroi al Dvaz Sarai Eishes Avraham. The pasuk says that Hashem gave the going to Paro al Dvaz Sarai, because of the word of Sarai Eishes Avraham. And the word Eishes Avraham is a bit extra, because we know she's Eishes Avraham. So Pashtos, we can say, because she was the wife of Avraham, that's why Paro got the name. But the Mefarshim shtel on this, so at Rashi we know it says in the name of the Medrash, that it's Al-Dvar Sarai means by the instruction of Sarai, the Malach hit and punished by the instruction of Sarai, Al-Dvar Sarai. But it still doesn't answer why it says Eishes Avraham. So the Kli Yakar says pshat like this, he says, even though Avraham had told Sarai, don't say you're my wife, say you're my sister, and she kept to that when it came to the people in general. But when it came to that night with Paro, she thought, Paro, he's a head of justice here. He's a man with Muslims, he's got manners. So she said to him, I am the wife of Avraham. And that's what it says, Al Davar Sarai, as you said, Eshet Avram, I am the wife of Avram. That's what she told him. Paralate on says to Avram, why could you say she's your sister? He said, well, I believe your word. You said she's my sister. She said, I'm not, I'm his wife. I thought she was just saying that because she didn't want to have relations with me when she wasn't married. So that's why I believed you rather than her. The Be'er Yosef says an interesting pshat on this. He says the same halach al devad sarah eish avram, that she said she's eish avram, but he said it with a different pshat. We know the Rambam says, how do gerushin work for goyim? So the Rambam says, meim asaitia eishes chaveru ke grusha shelon. When does eishes noach, when does he become a grusha like by Klal Yisrael? It's not with a get. It says if she leaves his house, or he chucks her out, either way, and they just part company, that in itself makes her no longer married to him. Either him or her. So the Be'er Yosef says, had Sarai, when she gets into Pharaoh's house, said, I'm no longer the wife of Avram, I finished, I'm not his wife anymore, Shitaka would be mutter to Pharaoh. So that's Pshat in the Posset. Al Davar Sarai Eishes Avram. She said, I am the wife of Avram. And that meant that she remained the wife of Avram, as opposed to how she said, I'm finished with Avram. That's the Al Davar Sarai. Now, moving on, the main topic I want to speak about is the Bris Bein Habsorim. We say in the Rosh Hashanah davening, Hashem is Soif Umabit Ad Soif Kol Hadoris. Hashem looks ahead through all the Doris. And he has a look, that like when if we, going through life, like you see an ant walking across a map. The ant can't see what's coming. If you're from above, you can see what's coming. Hashem is above the Bria, he can see everything and he plans everything. So we know the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, in Sanhedrin Sadi Zayin Amud Aleph, Shiz Alfish Shnin Havi Alma, the world will last 6,000 years. This is a Tanit Be'el Yohu. Alpaim Tohu, 2,000 years of Tohu, of desolation. Alpaim Torah, 2,000 years of Torah. Alpaim Yomosin HaMashiach. And 2,000 years of the Mosin HaMashiach, which is the time we're in now. So by the start of Lech Lecha, we're already at the end of the Alpayim Shel Tohu. You know that Parshas Bereishis covers in time more than the rest of the Torah put together. And Kimat more than the rest of the Tanakh put together. Not the whole way, but a large way through Tanakh. So by now, we're already at the end of the 2,000 years of Tohu. The Satmar Rebbe said that the 2,000 years of Torah started with Avraham Avinu's Mesiras Nefesh and Ur Kasdim. When he was Moser Nefesh, that's when the 2,000 years of Torah started. Now, the Rambam, the well-known Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and when he describes the history of how the world went wrong, is very central to understand the importance of Avraham Avinu. So he says, "Bimei Enosh Tov b'nei Ha'adam Tov is Godel." In the days of Enosh, they made a mistake, and he says, "V'Enosh Atzvo Min Ha'Toim Ha'ya." Enosh himself was one of the people who made the mistake, and he goes on to describe how they made the mistake of thinking that since Hashem has created the sun, the moon, and the stars, and they give cover to Hashem, so we should also give cover to them. And this developed, then you had people who came up and said, with Nevi'a Sheker, and they said that this Kochav has spoken to me and said that you should serve me in such and such a way. Until it got to the point where, as he describes it, the whole world had forgotten about Hashem. The Kivin She'aruch HaYomim, Nishtachach Hashem HaNikbad HaNoira Mipi Kol HaYukum. Everyone had forgotten about Hashem. Umidatam V'lo Hikiru V'nimsu Kolam V'noshim V'ketanim Einu Yodim El Hatsura Shel Eitz V'shel Evan. The whole world, except for a few Chidim, mentioned like Noach, Methuselah, the whole world had forgotten about Hashem until Avram came along. Interesting, we say in Shemoneh Esra, I heard, we say, Atachon in Adam Das, Umlamed Le'enosh Bina. So Enosh here was the one who made that mistake. So Enosh denotes man in his capacity to make mistakes. So we say, Adam on a higher Madrega, you teach Adam Das, and Enosh, we also make mistakes the whole time, but we learn from our mistakes. Enosh, we learn Bina and understand from our mistakes. That's also something we thank Hashem for, the fact that we had the ability. If we didn't learn from our mistakes, you see people sometimes who don't learn from their mistakes. They say, oy voy, but they just don't learn from their mistakes. If we'd have the ability, and that's what we thank Hashem for, Melamed Enosh Bina. So he says about Avraham Avinu, until the pillar of the world came along, that's Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu looked around and he said, he saw the world going round, the universe, and he said, how can it be this world that just goes on like itself and there's no one making it go round? And all his family were doing Avodah Zarah, and he recognized Hashem. Now, the Rambam describes Avraham Avinu as Amud HaShalom, the pillar of the world. Let me read to you from the Oznaim LaTorah of Zalman Sorotskin on the Pasuk in Bereshis, Ela told us Hashemayim Va'aretz Behibarom. The word Behibarom. These are told us Behibarom. It's Behibarom, so the hay is small. So one pshat is because Hashem created Olam Hazel with the hay, and Olam Haba with the Yitz. Behibarom, he created Olam Hazel with hay. But there's another pshat. V'das, hinei Chazal darshu Behibarom, the letters Hibarom are also as Avraham, b'zchus Avraham nivra Olam. That's the Medrash Shulchan Tov. In the zchus of Avraham, the world was created. And they also darshan that Avraham should have been the first. He should have been the first one to be created. And that's why it's called Ha'odom Ha'godol. Rather, Hashem said, if Avram will be Makalkel, who's going to be Masakin? Lefichach bara techila es Adam Arishon, umashakilkel tikin Avram. What? Adam Arishon was Makalkel, Avram was Masakin. And he goes on to say, and that's why the hay, let's see if you can guess this, why is the hay, according to this part, in Avram small? Because the hay in Avram was only added later. So therefore, the hay is small to show that, this Oysus Avram, that the hay was added later, and that's why the hay is small. Now, he describes, he says that what Adam was Mekalkel, so Avram was Mesakin. So we can understand this better with the Derech Hashem, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lusato, who explains that Adam Rishon was created on the very high Madrega, and all his descendants after him should have been on that same Madrega. But because of his chait, he fell down tremendously in his Madriga, and all the people he created after him on a lower Madriga. However, he says, there is a possibility for someone to come along and be the father of a nation who can go back to the Madriga of Adam Lifnei HaChait. And that was Avraham Avinu. He says, the world was fluid until the time of the Dor HaFlogger. He said that until then, anyone could have been the Avram. He said that the world was a situation where mankind was like roots. You had roots, so there were 70 roots. And after that, you have the trees that grow from the roots. And it was fixed. Those roots were fixed at that point. Any one of those roots could have been the one to have that nation who could go back to the Chait, the Madriga of Adam Rishon, Kodem HaChait. But Avraham Avinu was the one who did that. And he explains with that, he says, that's what Gerus is about. What's Gerus? Gerus is that after it's been fixed, after the time of the Dor HaFlogger, you have these trees. Avraham is one tree and all the nations are one tree. A person who is Megayer is like taking a branch, cutting off one tree, and grafting onto another tree. He becomes part of Klal Yisrael by being grafted onto that tree of Klal Yisrael. And he says that is Peshat in the beginning of the Seder, V'nivrucho b'chol mishpachos ha'adamah, that all the nations will be blessed through you, and he's called Av Hamon Goyim, because Avram has that ability to be the father of the nation who can get back to the Madrig of Adam Kodem HaChait, and anyone can join in, but only by becoming grafted off from their tree onto the tree of Avraham Avinu. Now, this medrash here, the Rambam, who speaks about Avraham looking at the world and seeing how can you have the world going round without any money. So there's a very famous medrash on this, which was quoted, I think probably in this place. I heard there was a shir given by someone called Rav Osher Druk. He spoke about 3 years ago. I think it was. I don't know if anyone was here. He spoke. It was after Tzom Gedalia. He arrived very late. It took him 17 hours to get here, and he spoke here. I heard the CDs of it, but he spoke about this medrash. Anyone was here? Does anyone remember this? No. So he said this famous medrash, which is in the medrash Bereishis Rabba, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Moshe le'echad shehaya oivah mimokom lemokom. So Moshe was someone who was going, he was on the journey, v'ra'a bira achas dolekes. He saw a bira is a mansion, dolekes, presumably meaning there was light coming out of the mansion, there was the fire burning inside, it was giving out light into the dark evening where he was. Amar tomah shabira zub below manhig. Could it be that this mansion has no one who's conducting it? Hitzisalav Bala Bira, and the person who owned the Bira looked at him, Amalo Anihu Bala Bira, I am the one who owns this mansion. Kach Lefisha Hai Avraham Avinu Omer, Tomisha Olam Hazeh Belo Manig, could it be this world has no one running it? Hitzisalav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amalo Anihu Bala HaOlam. So he explained that there were tzaddikim who recognized Hashem at the time, as the Rambam mentions before, Noach, Moshe, Sherech, and so on. So what was special about Avraham? Avraham's look at the world was he saw this world as a bira. Like, imagine if someone's going along, and it's freezing cold, and it's dark, and he's going on a journey, he sees this mansion, he goes into the mansion, and he's invited in, and he stays there, and he stays for days and days, and it's amazing, it's like a five-star hotel, and eventually he asks, what's the bill, how much does it cost? And he says, no, it's all for free. And he said, that was the gathering of Avraham. Not just that he saw Hashem, but he saw Hashem as the Baal HaBira of a world of chesed. And essentially, we just were learning about Shteyotza before. He then wanted to describe various aspects of the human body. He described how often we eat meals. He said 1,000 meals a day. How much your heart beats. How many breaths you take. And he went through all this. And how many fingers we have. He described how many fingers. If someone's got a family of 9 kids, how many fingers and toes have they got? Do we ever think to thank Hashem for all these things? And that was his approach on this. That the Baal HaBira here, the Moshe of the Baal HaBira, is that the Hashem is the Baal HaBira who gives chesed to the Olam. Now, I would like to ask you a question. The beginning of Lech Lecha, how old was Avraham Avinu at the beginning of Lech Lecha?
75.
Correct, 75. I want to challenge that. What? It says it. Right, okay, you're right. It says it in Pasuk, I think, Pasuk Dalet. You're right, 75. Pasuk Dalet. I want to challenge whether at the beginning of Lech Lecha, Avraham was 75, and I'll explain to you why. We all know that later on, we have the famous Pasuk, Vayom el Avraham, this is in Brisbane, Basarim. You should know that your children will be gerim in a foreign land for how long? 400 years. And we have a pasuk in Parshas Boy which says, Umoshav b'nei Yisrael asher yoshu b'mitzrayim. How long? 30 shana v'arba'im yoshana. So Avraham Avinu was told 400 years, and it says the Moshe b'nei Yisrael was 430 years. So, well known what Rashi says on this. First, let's just start with what's actually before us in the pasukim. Right, so 400 years is before Ish in the Pesukim. 430 is before Ish in the Pesukim. 210 years in Mitzrayim. Is that before Ish? Is it before Ish in the Pesukim?
No.
Not before Ish in the Pesukim. There's a hint to it. Radu Shama is a hint to 210, but it's in the Midrashim. It's not before Ish in the Pesukim. How old was Avraham when he was born?
Zero.
Zero, correct, okay. They asked the question, who was older at birth, Yaakov or Esav? They answered the same, they were the same age. What? 1948. Avraham was born in the year 1948. Right. So from that we can work out a lot of things. Yitzhak was 100 years later. That's 2048. Can we work out when Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim? Yeah, we can work out. We can, though. We know that Yitzhak was 60 when Yaakov was born. And we know that when Yaakov went to the Pharaoh, he said, I'm 130. So for that we can work out, there are 290 years from 1948 until they went down to Mitzrayim. So we know when they went down to Mitzrayim. But we don't know when they left. By the way, 1948 is not before the Pesukim, but it's clear from adding up all the generations. So we're still left with the question of how it all works out. We know Rashi's Mahalach is very well known. It's a Seder Olam. It's also Pirkei Rabbi Eleazar. That the 430 years is counted from when? From the Bris Bein Absarim. That's where the 430 years is counted from. And the 400 years is counted from Leidas Yitzchak. Okay? So now let me ask you, how old was Avraham Avinu at Bris Bein Absarim?
70.
But you told me that Avraham was 75. Okay, so Ein Mukta Mumukha Batoira. Quite right. Ein Mukta Mumukha Batoira. The Maharal says that once the Gezerah was made that Avraham should go down to Mitzrayim, it's like they were already in Mitzrayim. The moment Hashem said, when Avraham was 70, your children will be in Mitzrayim, it's like, he says, someone who leaves home and they're traveling around, but they're still a Ben Bais where they belong and they're on the way home. He says, since Hashem is in control of the Bria and they went down to Mitzrayim on the Salpi Adibor, they were going towards Mitzrayim. It was the word inexorably going down to Mitzrayim. And therefore, from the moment Hashem uttered those words, it's like they were already there in Mitzrayim. We know the famous Ramban in Parshas Vayeshev, when Yosef is looking for his brothers, he gets lost, and a man suddenly appears. This Ish, Chazal say, was Gavriel. And the Ramban says, the famous Ramban, he says, because if it had to happen, Hashem would make sure it's happened. Hagzeira emes b'hacharitz l'sheker. The Gezeira is true, and any struggling to get away from it is sheker. As Rabbi Kupas used to say, a man's got to do what a man's got to do. Now that's what the Rabban is saying. It had to happen. So therefore, the Maharal says, once Hashem had uttered it, it was like they were there already. He also mentions, by the way, that the 430 years of the Merumas, when Yaakov was sent a gift from Yosef, he was sent a gift from the Mitzvah Mitzrayim, and the Chazal say it was Yain Yoshan. The Gematria of Yain Yoshan is 430. To Merumas, to this idea, Yosef was Merumas to Yaakov, you should know you're coming down to Mitzrayim. It's all part of the Gezerah of Hashem. You're right. And that's right. So they include all the other Gerus and wherever they were until they came down to Mitzrayim. Okay. But we still have the problem, the 70 of the 30 years, that Avraham was only 70 at the Bris Bein Hasorim. So it turns out the Bris Bein Hasorim was before the beginning of Lech Lecha. The only problem I have with that is we're going to have to tweak this slightly because You know that the word Lech Lecha, this is just incidental, but the word Lech Lecha does occur somewhere else. Where? By the Akedah, right? By the Akedah it says, V'lech Lecha al Eretz Hamoria, V'haleu Shom Le'ola al Achad Heharim Asher Oymar Lecha, one of the hills which I will tell you. And on that Rashi says, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Maseh Tzadikim Hashem makes them wait, and leaves them in confusion. And he gives another example of that. And another third example he gives at the very end. At the beginning of when Hashem said, go to the land, he didn't say go to Eretz Israel, he said go to the land which I will show you. Now, according to what you said before, that Avraham Avinu has already been in Eretz Israel, and he's left Eretz Israel, and there's a medrash that says, Lech Lecha, I think it's Darshing Lech Lecha, there's Lech Lech, two Lechs. Once he told him to go to Eretz Israel, once he told him, from Brisa Ibit Benim, sorry, take him back to Haran. So he's been to Eretz Israel.
You spell Arecho, Aleph Resh, Aleph
Ho. Yes.
And you spell it out, Aleph Lamech Hei, Reshit Shin.
Yes.
Spell it out like that.
Yeah.
It's Gematria 832, which is Eretz Israel.
Really? Interesting. So I just scribble that down. I went right to 832. Very, very interesting. Let's go. So, but still, we have the problem. Asher Arecha, what is the greater gedula that he's told, the land which I will show you, and he gets more sechah for it, but he's already been there once. It's not hard to guess that it's going to go to. So I think the answer is like this. Although Avram was 70 at Brisbane Absarim, and that happened before, it didn't happen before the first Pasuk in Lech Lecha. Hashem said to Avram, Lech Lecha, he's talking about the first time he told him to go. And at that point, he did not tell him where he was going to go to. Somewhere between Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Dalad, that's when the Bris HaBasorim took place. So when the Pasuk says, and Avram was 75 when he left, that's talking about when he finally left. But between the beginning of Lech Lecha, and between that Pasuk Dalad, and presumably it's after Pasuk Gimel, because there's three things that go that I'll make you a great nation and so on. When Avraham left at 75, that was after Brisbane Nesorim. But the Brisbane Nesorim was between that. And Al-Aretz Asher Arecha is referring to the first time Hashem told Avraham to go. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadiq Beis, Amud Beis, talks about the Mesim, which Yechezkel saw. The valley of dry bones, as they say in English. Yechezkel saw the Mesim. Who were the Mesim? And one shot is... Man is Mesim Shehech Yecheskel Amar Rav Elu Bnei Ephraim Shemonu La Kates Vato. These are the Bnei Ephraim. They counted to the Kates and they made a mistake. Rashi says, what was the mistake? Bring in the Seder Olam. The mistake they made was they counted the 400 years from the Brisbane Absarim rather than counting from the birth of Yitzhak. And that's why they left 30 years earlier. By the way, it's interesting to note this, that the Gemara counters on, it says that Ephraim mourned for, they went there and they were killed, and Ephraim mourned for them. So it means that Ephraim was still alive. So although we find Midrashim that say that the Shibud didn't start until the Shvatim all died, that must refer to the Shvatim, the sons of Yaakov, but not to Ephraim. Because Ephraim, if you count as one of the Shvatim, that was 30 years before the end, and we know the Shibud started much before that. So it must be that it's referring to the Shvatim. Now, there is an interesting book in the Rabbi Lezer, which I haven't seen quoted very much, about this Cheshbon of the 430 years. And it's the great Tanna Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who says the following. He says that the 400 years was from Leidos Yitzchak, and the 430 is a Cheshbon like this. 5 years before they went down to Mitzrayim, Yosef was already in Mitzrayim, and at that point Ephraim and Manasseh were born. That was 5 years before. So from the time that Ephraim and Asher were born until they went out of Mitzrayim was 210 plus 5 years. That is 215 years. Now the Mitzvah made the work by day and by night. And since they made the work by day and by night, Hashem cheshbed out, the days and the nights are doubled, and that gives you the 430 years. Okay, that's how the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar learned. The Ibn Ezra learns the 430 years starts from the time Avram left Ur Kasdim. The Rabban quotes it. This is not in here, this is in Parshas Bo. On that pasuk about the 430 years. And the Rabban himself learns a different pshat. He learns pshat like this. He said that the 400 years wasn't a promise that they had to come back after 400 years. It was a minimum of 400 years. But because they sinned in Mitzrayim, they were made to stay for another 30 years. And as for Rabban, they were made to stay for another 30 years. It came to a total of 430 years. That's how the Rabban learns pshat in that. So he says, V'oid om aniki pshat ha-mechuba min ha-kol it was from that day of the Brisbane story. But 30 years Because of their sins, there was another 30 years. Now, what I have a problem with this is, according to this, are we not, instead of being years, tof shin pei, where are we? Base. Pei. We should be, to kamoka alphavi, pei, tof resh, aleph, tof resh yud base. No? According to that, should be, because if we're 30 years ahead, according to that. I spoke to Mr. Reich about this very, very briefly. He said, I'm not in the sugya, and I haven't got time to discuss it now. He said, no, it all works out the same. It's just a question we work for. But I can't see... I can't see, he says, why... I personally cannot see why it doesn't work out. It should be 430 days. I don't make enough gemilah halacha, because the cheshbon, the shemitah, and yovel, everything is counted anyway from when it came to Eretz Yisrael, but that would seem to be coming out 430 years. And he says, according to that, eventually he says... This thing with Gomorrah says that B'nai Ephraim told B'chesh when they made a mistake. He said they didn't make a mistake. He says, well, they didn't make a mistake. Why? Because Be'etzim, it should have been 400 years. And they made the chesh with the 400 years. At the end of 400 years, they left. It turns out that Hashem had delayed it for another 30 years, but they did not make a mistake. Now, either Gomorrah says they made a mistake. So the Rav Shavel, in his notes, on the, he says, Pshat is that To'o means they sinned, they made a mistake with their sins. Because of their sins, that it was delayed for another 30 years. I wonder whether he means that, whether the Ramban means that. Maybe the Ramban means he's not arguing the Gemara. The Gemara is going up at the Pia Medrash, but the Ramban often brings Medrashim and says, Al Derech HaPshat. He's going according to Derech HaPshat. According to Derech HaPshat, it must be that they did not make a mistake, and they were working for the 400 years from the time when... From the time of the Bris HaMasarim, which was taka what was meant to be, but then another 30 years was added on. I'll just finish off with the Orach Chaim, who says, the Pasuk says, V'gam es ha-goy asher yavod yudan anochi. I will also judge the nation. He asks, what's the gam? And also, what's the dan anochi? I will judge. Dan anochi, I will judge them. He says, because the guy, he says, the main punishment which happened was actually for Klal Yisrael. Since only four out of five died and one fifth left, so there was tremendous onus of a Klal Yisrael. They lost most of the people in Mitzrayim. Also, that nation I will judge, but I will judge Klal Yisrael as well, and also the nation as well. And why is this done anochi? So we have the famous kasha that how could the Mitzrayim be punished? They were told to do it. So there's a very small problem. So the Rambam learned there was no individual person out to do it. Anyone who chose to do it was choosing of their own to do it. The Ramban asked the question on that. It says it was still in the end of the day they would do the Rotzon Hashem. So why should they be punished? So the Ramban says no, because they were Moses more. So the Orach Chaim says why it says Don Anochi, I'll judge them. This is because only Hashem knows, each person, what his kavana was and what he was doing, whether he was doing it as much as he meant to do or to do more than that. And the Orach Chaim himself says, he says, the kasha doesn't start in the first place. He says, take the model of Shmita. Shmita is one mitzvah, and if Klal Yisrael don't keep Shmita, then they have to go into Gonos. So why do the Goyim start up with us? They don't start up with us for that. Forget, they want us not to keep the Torah. So he says that the kasha doesn't start in the first place. The whole tactics they're doing it is because they don't want to keep the Torah. Hashem, if someone came along and said, Taki, you haven't kept the Torah, and all you should keep the Torah, I'm man issue, then he'd be doing the Rotzon Hashem. But just stamp the way they do it, that's not anything that gets out of their punishment.